Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. It is midweek, September the 27th, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking local politics here this morning. Now, the main reason for that is, as many of you know who listen to the program daily, we had Mayor Scott Schertzer on yesterday, and it was an interesting conversation, if you heard the interview with the mayor. And by the way, if you have any thoughts on that interview with the mayor, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. But we learned in that interview with the mayor that he said that he has currently lost confidence in the current mayor, Miranda McGinnis, which is kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. I don't know what you're talking about because I was out feeding the cats and stuff. But I wanted to tell you, I just got in and the firefighters called me. I think some kind of charities can call you and something else that's allowed. The do not call somehow can't stop them. And I told him, I said, well, I've got the police and everybody. And I asked the police, are you in Marion? Because that's the place I give. And I said something about I keep getting all these, you know, calls. And he says, well, I'll take you off the list. So when they hang up, I push the button, scammers and all, and it's not a working number, not service. If they were legit, they would be, you know, you'd get a busy thing or just some kind of message. So I wanted to warn people. And let's see, what is today? I have to take up my gauge. I think it was Monday. I got a call for Publishers Clearinghouse, and I won. Now, this, I think they draw it in February, and they're calling me in September. And I said, I haven't entered that thing for like 5 years. And he just went on and on. You won $850,000, something about a car and something else. And I could tell it wasn't legit and stuff. And just people be aware because, you know, $850,000 you won. And he was going to send something. I don't know if it's UPS. Well, my niece down in southern part of Ohio, somehow somebody contacted her. She would get a box, and then she had to take the box somewhere. Well, I think they're laundering money. You know what? I saw it on the on my little TV thing, one of the things. A couple guys are trying to catch them. They go to the house. I think it's out in California. It's pretty bad. Then you take the box, and I think it's got money. It's laundering or something. I only said to take it to a gas station, something. And my brother told me to quit doing that, and I told him, have her stop doing that because they'll get her too, you know, because she didn't look in the box, but that's what it had to be. So I just want to warn people. When people call and want you to do stuff, don't do it.
No, especially with gift cards. Don't ever try to pay anything with gift cards.
No, and then even Saturday, I think I told him, I said, I get 10 calls at least a day. And I said, you know, that's like, what, 5 days? If I get 10, that's 50. They're calling me on Saturday. Used to, they didn't call on Saturday. And sometimes it'll be, you know, like when you're eating, 7 at night and different stuff. Used to, they'd call till 9 o'clock. And I don't know why the phone company, if you don't want to get these calls, do not call doesn't matter. Why they can't put something by, you know, computers, a one by your name, and nothing goes through, you know, like any kind of thing like that. They can't get through to you. Something could be dead shortly because they go to the moon. They run me to death. Used to, a few years ago, I'd get up to 20. So I looked, but it's 740, and the number's close to mine. And I think, well, this is Marion. And then when I hang up and I push the button, it's from Texas. And Texas, the code isn't this. Oh, I'm just so tired of those.
No,
I don't want people, I told them, I don't care if you've got $1 million, keep it. I don't do anything over the phone. Now Walgreens is calling me, and I really haven't went there for, I'd say about 5 years. I used to go there all the time. CVS calls me, and then I got some masks sent to me a couple months or so ago, and when I got my Medicare thing, I think there's a charge on that. I thought it said $270 something. So now I got to go back and find that and see if they did. You know, they're supposed to be free. And the guy, he says my address, and they'll read your number on that, not your Social Security, your Medicare card. They've been able to read my number, I know, since the first of the year. I didn't know what they were doing. He says, well, I have your number. I said, no, you don't. And then they'll say, well, you've got this disease. And I said, no, I don't. So they're getting a lot of this from pharmacies. Somebody's selling these, has to be selling lists or something, and different stuff, but and things. And I've seen in the paper, I think, that Ohio got $1.1 billion of these scammer calls. And they, you know, DeWine, whoever it is, you're to call him and the attorney general or something. And I call Medicare and stuff because when they first started, it was braces. And I didn't need back brace, leg, all kind of braces. I said, I don't need them. And he was it yesterday, he says, well, I'm going to send them to, you know, your address in Hampshire. And I said, good luck with that. I'm not there anymore. Send whatever you want to and stuff. But I just wanted to warn people, there has to be a way that they could be stopped. This is ridiculous.
Well, I think one of the problems is I think when they find a way to stop them, then they just find a new way to call people. It's a messy situation.
You know, like years ago, if you something about, I know my daughter has restricted, so when it shows up, I have to dial her number. I can't get my phone and get restricted. It won't bring her up, so I got to put the number in. But where your phone number is, there ought to be something where they set up, you know, like the do not call list. There's something, but then I notice insurance, like Nationwide or something. They can give your number to all kind of people, you know, and stuff. But there ought to be something when your phone number, you don't want any calls except what you give out, that they can put something there. With all these programs and stuff, and I think of all these people that get cheated, I just get so tired of it. But I wanted to call and warn because these scammers, they're all, it's picking up more now. Because I didn't get them hardly past 5. Now I'm getting them up till 7. And then I think, was it Labor Day? Here I got calls. Even on holidays.
Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, people.
And I told the one, I said, I'm, well, 80. I said, I've worked 50 years. I answered the phone, and I'm getting tired. You calling me, I mean, my day, you know, you, if you don't have a pocket carrier phone, I got to run for it. I said, if you give me $50, I'll talk to you and stuff. But no, it's ridiculous. And I know you had Mayor Sister on and stuff. I don't know if that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's
about
what we were talking about. What did you make of the interview with Mayor Sister?
Well, I like him because he's the type that you really can't tell if he's Democrat or Republican. He's the one that I say, like, you've had that mayor, that is it Governor Strickland on. And those people, when you're so, I don't know what to say, dedicated, Democrat, that you can't see the other side, you don't need to be in office. You work for the people. If you are so against abortion or something and the people, you know, want it, see, that's what I don't know, because when they get in there, they do it their way. You're representing the people, and what the majority wants is supposed to be it. And you can work with Mayor, Searcher, because I've talked to him several times and stuff. But other people, they're just so dope, that's it, or the highway. And then one thing, I'm going to mention it. I'm going to say, I try to listen to, is it Lester Holt and NBC and stuff, and I don't get anywhere. I listen to Fox News. And it showed yesterday the Venezuelans are coming over like crazy. When they got across the river, they put their Venezuelan flag, put it in the ground. So all these 120 countries, I guess they're going to start coming and putting their flag. And then I'm going to say one other thing. I'm getting off because I know you want to talk about the mayor. In New York, there's so many men. They had the street in this one place lined up. They were like motorcycles. I don't know if they had 300 or 500, so these people can deliver food. but they can't do it for 6 months. I think they haven't passed it yet. So these motorcycles are all sitting out there. Well, some reason they can't get a driver's license. Well, most of them don't know English. But I guess those phones tell them in that language what to do. And then they can't get insurance. Nobody's going insured. So when they cause a wreck and you get hurt, who do you sue? Because if they're at fault, you have nobody to sue. Because they said that somehow, if someplace, like, I don't know if the government will have to pay their insurance, but somebody has to, you know, insure them because they want to deliver this food. But I thought, how can they deliver? They don't know a street. Eisenhower, where? They don't know English. How are they going to deliver? But somebody, I think it said one thing, that phone, whatever language it is, they get, I don't know if it's on that phone. I don't know how they do that because it has, I don't know. But all these motorcycles and summer bikes are sitting out there not being used. And I don't want to get started on it, but just start watching other news because I have a feeling if this next election does not count, you're going to have everybody telling you what to do, what to think, and how to breathe. So just, I just want people, because this will probably be my last one I'll vote in if I make it till next year and stuff. But I just want people to watch that stuff, you know, closely, because I can't get anything from CNN. And those ones, I didn't know anything about the migrants. I've watched them every day and all this stuff. And if I watched these others, I wouldn't know what was going on. So, you know, just don't say, you know, I'm not that... that's why I like the mayor. He hears both sides. He just doesn't hear, well, I'm a Democrat, it's this way. He's not like that. And that's the kind of people you need in there. When they can't listen, you know, we're all in this country, and we're all not Democrats, but you have to listen to the other side. And that's why politics isn't getting anywhere. They won't listen. You know, it might be the best thing to do this thing, but because they're Republican or they're Democrat, they won't listen.
Well, it's interesting. If you heard the what we were talking about in hour one, because we took a couple phone calls, it was essentially about the interview with the mayor, and the big issues we were talking about were yesterday on the show, as I take it you heard the interview with the mayor, is all of a sudden he says, yeah, he said, you know, he has lost confidence in the auditor, the current auditor, Miranda McGinnis, and...
I didn't think she was very good, and she went ahead, did he mention that fire truck or something? They weren't going to do it, and she went ahead and did it, and they were very upset. That's all I know about her.
Well, yesterday he said he'd lost confidence in her. He hopes she gets better, but she's not running against anybody in the fall, so she is going to return in that position. But basically, she doesn't answer questions that they have at city council. She doesn't know the answer. I guess she says, I'll get back to you, and also... apparently, the city has incurred some more fines because of things that were not done the way they should have. So that was a big point of the interview yesterday. And the other part is when she was talking about when he was talking about Bill and Glenn, he said he did not feel either one of them were where they need to be the next mayor. And also, he mentioned that he felt that the loss of the Coliseum as a polling place, I believe the word he used was a travesty. So those were the big points he made.
I know, because really, you know, sometimes people surprise you, like Glenn, you know. Some people are very personable, and some people aren't, but they can get the work done. And I kind of have my doubts. It's too bad Mayor Sturzer doesn't stay for one more term, because this next election thing is going to be very hectic. I think it's going to decide stuff, and if you don't get people out, at like kids in school, you don't want teachers. Teachers aren't qualified to raise your kids. I don't know where this stuff. They said this, we're like more communism now. And I know when I started down at the university, I think it was 62, 63, they had a communist speaker come there. And Nixon, you know how he was with Khrushchev and all that? I said, what? And they said, yeah, like, I don't know what auditorium it was. I said, they let him come here and speak when we're against that? Well, would China let us go over there and say our stuff? No. They've got to start laying the law down. I mean, this country, Scott, is gone. To me, it's getting no worse than Venezuela. You may as well be that. Now they've got about, what was it, 2 years? They've got about 7 or 8 million over here. And most of them are men. And they're fighting with the police. They're in police stations, taking up rooms, sleeping. They're in airports. They block it off sleeping. Why can't they do that for our veterans, our homeless? They're going to spend, I don't know if they've already spent $1 billion on them. Why couldn't they do that for our people? They won't do it. And they're giving them money. And then I saw one young kid, I don't know why, but he was on the sidewalk, asking people for money. Some of them going door to door. So I don't know how they're falling through the cracks. But that it should be, if you come over legal, you come, great. But what I see down there at that border, it just makes me sick, because now they got to worry in the next few years, who did we, I think there's all, they caught 100 and close to 40-some terrorists already. ISIS, the ones that chopped their head off, I say, they're coming over. And the year before they caught, I don't know how many, they've caught like about 300 terrorists. And I'm glad I'm not going to those football games or malls anymore.
Well, it's an interesting world.
Scott, it is a mess.
It can
nobody
be.
Nobody takes care. You do that impeachment for 3 years, $30 million, when you could have passed law after law. And people like this, I'm beginning to think, 2 years in there, Senate and Congress, get them out. And then let somebody else come in and mess it up or whatever. No, when you see this stuff, and then I want to tell you something else right quick. I don't want to take time, get in trouble. But I want you to say, and I'm going to, when I don't write everything down, but it's things that happen. You know, like that one guy years ago that was in that cave and he cut his arm off to live. Otherwise, he wouldn't have. And this one guy, I don't know if he was a scientist, but they do things with beings. Shoot it up in the sky, and somehow he, I don't know if it went through his head or something or whatever. And you know, I've been thinking, I know 20, 30 years ago, they were trying to do something with the clouds, like over the desert where the rain would go there. And with these thousands of airplanes going up in the air, you know, like every day, are they causing like anything with climate and going up to the moon? My mom had a fit when they went up to the moon. She said they're moving stuff up around there and things. And is this climate stuff, not from these manufacturers, just think how much a plane up in the sky moves that stuff around. And this guy was shooting a beam up in, I'll have to listen to it again, up in the sky to do something. It was going, I don't know if it was going way up towards Mars and something. It was a place that was doing that stuff. So you can't blame it maybe on, you know, us people. It's the ones, you know, doing stuff up in the sky. But I know years ago they were trying to get those clouds to go to certain places that are dry. I don't know if they would shoot at them or what they would do to them, where the rain would go there. It's people need to investigate this. I just say I don't trust anybody anymore. Wait. But I'm getting off here because I'm going to listen. I just, it's going to rain today, and I just fed the cat. So,
well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for your opinions. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Now, see, that is an important thing. Everybody has an opinion, and we should all be respectful of everybody's opinion. Now, I'm not saying we all agree on everything. I don't think we do, but we have to be respectful of other people's opinion. But the phone lines are open here, 30 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Certainly appreciate the open dialogue that we're having here this morning. Mostly talking about Mayor Schertzer's interview yesterday here on the program. His thoughts that he does not have confidence currently in the auditor, Miranda McGinnis. Also that he doesn't feel that Bill Collins or Glenn Coble are necessarily where they need to be to do the mayoral job. And the loss of the Vets Memorial Coliseum as a polling place, I believe he called that a travesty, yesterday on the program. So where are we headed as a city here, and what possibly can we do? And again, I appreciate the open dialogue, and if you've gotten the busy signal, if you've tried to call in this morning, just keep trying back, because we do want to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think, well, it was interesting yesterday to the degree that when Mayor Schertzer was talking about the mayoral candidates, he talked about how he doesn't agree with Bill Collins on everything, and he doesn't agree with Glenn Coble on everything. So, you know, he hasn't endorsed anybody. Will he endorse anybody in the next 40-something days? I don't know. And where do we stand on abortion? Where do we stand on recreational use of marijuana? Both of those things are coming up on the ballot in November. I keep saying to people, I never really thought that, I don't know, there are just certain things I never thought that the public would be voting on. And I don't know, to have these both come up this time around, abortion and recreational use of marijuana, I think that's very interesting. And where do we go from here? That's another interesting question. But we want to hear your thoughts, and we certainly have appreciated the phone calls this morning. So if you have something you want to say, please call in and say it, because we feel this is the town hall meeting of the air. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind. We do want to hear from you. And if you have a solution to any of these problems that we are facing. You know, here we go into January. You might have an auditor who people don't have confidence in. You might have a mayor who does not have any experience in the legislative branch of government. You might have a city that doesn't have a bond rating, which impacts scholarships, grants, things of that nature, which fund many things like Marion Area Transit and the Senior Center. Where do we go from here? That's one of the big questions, and I think it all comes out of the interview yesterday with the mayor. And it is interesting that those city council meetings on YouTube, if you do want to watch them, apparently they start the recording while people are still having private conversations. You know, from years in radio, you never stand behind a microphone if you don't know if it's on or not and have a private conversation. You don't want people to be privy to your private conversations. All right, any thoughts on anything? 740-751-4038. The polling places thing, I know people are starting to get cards in the mail telling them where to vote. Now that the Coliseum will not be a polling place anymore, I don't know if this is going to have any great effect on anything or not. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? We've talked about that somewhat here on the show. I don't know if that's going to have a great effect on anything or not, but we're going to find out coming up on November 7th. I don't know if everybody's going to get their cards correctly and get to the new places okay. People have been voting at the Coliseum for a long, long time, so there may be some issues there as time goes on. Now, I brought this issue up yesterday. Now, this has nothing to do with politics. But, you know, it's just an etiquette thing. Now, again, I want to preface this by saying I don't think you should ever ask for a gift. And I don't think you should ever expect a gift. But here is an instance, which I think is very interesting. Now, back in May, somebody said to me that, hey, I've got gifts for everybody for the end of the year. And that's interesting. And I said, well, I you don't have to do that. And I don't necessarily think that you do have gifts for everybody. No, I've already got them. I've bought them. So on and so forth. Well, really no more was ever spoken about it back in May. And here we are, September 27th, and no gift ever showed up. Now, again, I don't think you should ever ask for a gift, and I don't think you should expect a gift at all. But I'm not exactly sure what happened there. And I don't want to inquire about it, because I think when you inquire about it, it's almost as if you want the gift. And I don't think that's really what the point is here. I just don't know what happened. And I think, hopefully, what you can do as time goes along is, you know, say, well, I don't need a gift. You know, if you want to buy somebody a gift, that's fine, but I don't think you need a gift. You know, this brings up a whole topic. There is gift-giving etiquette. You know, just because I give you a gift does not mean you have to give me a gift. And vice versa. I think people give gifts because they want to give gifts. But does anybody have any thoughts on that particular situation? Somebody says, I have a gift. 4 months pass. No gift ever shows up. Do you bring it up? I don't know. Why, if you have a radio show, you bring it up on the radio. Because what else are you going to do? You have time to kill. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Gift-giving etiquette. Here this morning on this show. 38 minutes past the hour. WGH talk time. Okay. Well, you know something? I'll tell you what I was thinking about this morning is a couple of, what should I say? A couple mysteries here in the Marion area, which of course, number one on my list is always going to be Harding's dog collar. I have no idea what is going on there. Now, we haven't talked about this for a while, but honest to goodness, you've got Laddie Boy's dog collar, which was stolen in the summer of 2012. To this day, nobody knows where it is. There are no leads. We've had a $1,000 reward. We've had a $5,000 reward. We've had the prosecutor come on and say there are going to be no charges pressed. We've had the police chief say there's going to be no charges pressed in this matter. Where in the world is this dog collar? I mean, honest to goodness, when you really sit down and think about it, what happened to Harding's dog collar? Now, the other mystery, which I don't bring up as much, but I do think is fascinating. What was it? 2 years ago that they took Lady Justice off the courthouse to renovate her. And I was always told that when they put Lady Justice back up there in the early 1980s, that they put a time capsule in Lady Justice. Matter of fact, I think there was a poster of the Chuck Wagon Pals in there. I think there was Louis Wickersham's gavel was in there. And they had this time capsule. So when it was down 2 years ago, I was asking people, well, what did you do with the time capsule? Because as Lady Justice was off getting refurbished, what happened to that time capsule? And I remember a judge told me that the county commissioners had it. And I contacted the county commissioners. They said they didn't have it. And when Lady Justice went back atop the courthouse 2 years ago, there was no time capsule put back in there. And to my knowledge, we have never found this time capsule. Now, usually when we find a time capsule, we have a big celebration. We go down to the Historical Society and we open up the thing and see what's in there. Where did this time capsule go? Which leads to the conspiracy, and I hate to bring this up, but one of the thoughts on this was it the same Lady Justice that they put back up on the courthouse? Because it did look somewhat different. The feet, I'd have to go back and look at it better. But I don't know. I still don't know what happened to the time capsule. I don't know what happened to the dog collar. Maybe they're together somewhere. But these are mysteries in Marion that I think should be looked at to some degree. You know, we all love the mysteries. We all love the ID channel. You know, it's that sort of thing. So does anybody have any thoughts on either one of these things? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any new thoughts on Laddie Boy's dog collar, which has now been gone for more than a decade, more than 11 years at this particular point? And does anybody have any idea what in the world would have happened to the time capsule that was in Lady Justice when it was taken off the courthouse 2 years ago and never heard from again. The story on that time capsule just died a miserable death. We have no idea where that thing went. And it would be interesting to see what all was in there. Where did it go? You know, it would have seemed that when you took it off the courthouse that it would have fallen right out. I don't know how it was put in there. It was probably secured somehow, but certainly when the people were refurbishing Lady Justice, if that's what happened, I would assume that it would have fallen out. Wouldn't you? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, every so often I think about these mysteries, and I think, you know, there's just something not right there. There's just something that doesn't make any sense. And I am not a big conspiracy person at all. I am not, into conspiracy theories and wanting to believe everything has an ulterior motive. That's not my thing. But there's just something odd about both of those stories. 740-751-4038. Well, you know what? Speaking of spam, I think I'm getting a spam call here. Go ahead, caller. An
important call from Search Local about...
Well, there you go. Search Local. A call from Search Local. And, you know, it's funny because the number comes up spam. Spam risk. R-I-S-K. All right. Any thoughts on Lady Justice, the time capsule that we apparently have lost, or the Laddie Boy's dog collar, which, of course, we've talked an awful lot about during this program in the past? Any thoughts on those two mysteries? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or what do you do when a gift never shows up? You know, you just can't ask the person about it because, you know, then it seems like it's all about the gift. And really, it's not about the gift because I don't know what the gift was anyway. It's just what in the world happened there with that particular situation. Now, speaking of Marian history, because we've always done a lot of Marian history talk on this program, I was thinking, now let's see how good you are on Marian history. When George Cassotis had his restaurant downtown, he was known for two things. Now, we've had George Cassotis on this program countless times. He used to be on Charlie's show. He's been on with Linda Sims, on with a ton of people. But when George Cassotis ran a restaurant here in Marion, what were the two things that his restaurant was noted for? Now, there's a trivia question for you. 45 minutes past the hour, what were the two things that George Cassotis' restaurant were noted for food-wise? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What was George Cassotis' restaurant noted for food-wise? Two things. Now, the other question I have when it comes to Marion's food history, we all love to talk about food, Turoff's, George Turoff, George and Marie Turoff, who were here in town for so many years, had Turoff's restaurant downtown. What was Turoff's noted for food-wise? What was the big thing when it came to Turoff's restaurant that people love to go in and eat? Does anybody remember? Now, these restaurants have been closed for quite some time now. But does anybody remember what food people went in those places for? Two things George Cassotis was noted for. And there's one really big thing I think that Turoff's was noted for. Does anybody remember what those food items were? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, to this day, I see Maria Turoff, and I bring this up to her. this thing that Turop's restaurant was noted for. You know, and every time we talk about food or anything like this, it makes me think of the old Isley shop. And, you know, I got to write this stuff down better. But what was it that the Isley shop used to do downtown? If you got, was it a pink Klondike? If you got a pink Klondike, you would get another one for free. Was that the deal? Because Klondikes, I think back in those days, were all vanilla inside. They were all white inside. But apparently, some of the Klondikes were made red inside, or pink. Now, I don't know if that's strawberry or just vanilla dyed pink. I don't know what that was. But apparently, you got another Klondike. Now, is that, do I have that story right? Somebody check me on that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Here we are talking about the culinary past of Marion, Ohio. Does nobody out there know what George Kasotis' restaurant was noted for food-wise? The two items? Or what Turoff's downtown was noted for? The one really big item that people used to go into Turoff's for? Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember the story about the Klondike bars? Was it a pink one? For some reason, I think it was pink, because I think in my mind I associated it with strawberry. I could be wrong, though. And I think you just got a free Klondike, I think is all that happened there. I think you got to keep the pink Klondike and eat it, and then I think you got another Klondike. Which, boy, the Klondikes are still good, but I don't think the Klondikes in the store anymore say Isley's Klondike. Now, for a long time, they did say the Isley name on them, but I don't think they do anymore. Has anybody noticed that? I know they still sell a lot of Klondikes. Of course, the price of Klondikes has gone up quite a bit over the years. I guess that's inflation for you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, here's a question that I don't have the answer for when it comes to food. Now, we've talked for a long time about the LK restaurants, Ludwig and Kibbe, here in Marion. Apparently, we probably had four of them at one point in the Grand Buffet. But what were they noted for? Was there a particular dish that you went to the LK restaurant for? Or LNK? A lot of people pronounce it LK, and a lot of people pronounce it LNK. But what did you go in there for? I think... Now, what I remember is breakfast at the LK. But did they have a particular thing that you went in there to get? Was it pancakes? Was it waffles? Was it, you know, for years, of course, Michael's here in town. Well, there's a question for you. I know that one. Michael's restaurant on Delaware Avenue, what were they noted for so many years? Now, I have the recipe to what they were noted for. Does anybody remember what Michael's out on Delaware Avenue used to be famous for? People loved it. People would go there all the time. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. You know, it's like I hunt and fish, and when you start using the same old bait to get somebody to bite on, well, they just...
Well, you know, some mornings you get to the...
Yeah, you're losing the touch on those old back in the 40s and 50s and stuff, because us people that's in the 80s and 90s, we've heard that so much over the years that it just don't interest anymore. But I will ask you a question.
Okay.
If you don't.
Go ahead.
Fellow that called in from Denny's, I just heard the other day, through the grapevine, that Denny's has been closed up and numerous other things has been closed up around Marion. I just wondered if you heard anything from anyone about that.
Well, it's I talked to one of the employees who I think was he had been a cook at Denny's I think for 20 years, and it had something to do with the hoods in Denny's were apparently not regulation, so that's why they got shut down. But he had told me that they plan to open back up early in October, I think was what he said. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about the other things getting closed down, but
there's a heck out there where Bay Bank was right here in my territory, down here on 423 there, Bay Bank drive-through. That closed up. Then you go next door to that, and where the old McDonald's used to be, just south of where the one is originally now, that's closed up, and numerous things. And what are they going to do? The next question will be for the new mayor, I'd like to hear. What are they going to do with all the empty holes up through State Street and those places? How long is it going to be that somebody wants to come in and do something there? Are we going to put green grass there and have another park by a name that you forget and don't even know about, and all those kind of things? That it's just a wonder what, why, and who, and why. And I often wondered here in Pleasant Township, why did they ever tear down the old school that people that's been gone for a good many years, and they, when they passed away, they was late in their age, in their 90s, would like to have seen a part of that school refurbished, per se, in a smaller dimensions and stuff, maybe, or existing the original for a landmark. What happens to this landmark stuff? Why are we disintegrating everything and not leaving nothing or helping out and doing something about it? It's a shame.
Well, it's interesting. I know a lot of people in Marion City Schools feel the same way, because when they did the big renovation about 20 years ago, so many of the elementary schools and old middle schools got torn down, like Taft and
I understand all Baker. That, yeah, I know all of those, yeah.
And I think it's hurtful to people that they can't go back to their schools.
Why don't you talk about a school that there's some of your real close people you know. How about Oakland Heights, Edison Junior High School? Do you understand that in the days that was the only junior high, mind you, and they did have other classes going up to 11th grade, I believe, there and anything. But anyhow, I'm not going to go into the thing. But they had an auditorium in there. It was like the Palace Theater, per se. They had a stage. They had curtains. They had a balcony up there where you sat down and looked up one. You mean to tell me that that new school was built? I understand that. Why couldn't they have saved a portion of that and revamped it? They had plenty of bricks left over other parts they tore down, and made that little section there as a landmark, and they could have had museums up the giggy around town. Now we got the one out here for the Harding, the museum there. A lot of people don't even know where that exists, you know, and I heard it like $15 or something to get in there. Let's have some talk about some stuff like that going on around town. The stuff that we got, is it being used? Or who's thinking up all the things, let's tear this down and put this up, and how that acquires and stuff, you know. That
Well, you know, I think people like new stuff. I think there's people have a funny tendency about fixing up something that's old or maintaining it. They just do not want to do it, and I think that's why they get these new things built, and they put the marble floors in, and they go, wow, isn't this great, and isn't this... and a lot, you know, I heard when they were going through a lot of things, especially with the old Marion City schools, a lot of reasons they tore down these buildings is because they were not handicap accessible. They were built before those laws went into place, and to update them would have cost a lot of money.
Well, that could be true to the fact, but there was places also, like a cafeteria that they don't use anymore and stuff like that. They could have developed that into there, and what do they think about handicapped people? Handicapped people come out of the closet years ago, and what a delightful thing there is, and they got the mobility of for handicapped people, and handicapped people probably do more than a lot of people. That's nothing wrong with them. So they work and they think and they do these things and stuff like everybody, and there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and they're kind of shunned out a little bit on a handicap decibel. So that's my end of the story there. But that, there's some new subjects you can get, Scott.
Well, you know, some mornings the material bag gets a little light. This was one of those mornings.
Well, I think they're going to continue getting light because it's just not very much you can talk about without getting in trouble talking about it, you know?
Well, you know what? I figure you can talk about anything. Certainly, we've talked about the mayor this morning, and I don't think we'll hear any backlash.
That's just what he said, and people that, what he said, she said, they said, we said, yeah, and then some of it you can repeat, and some of it you can get the thought, but true fact and everything about everything.
You know, though, I got to tell you, we've obviously talked a lot about the dog collar, but I am fascinated about what happened with that time capsule, because that to me makes zero sense. I've never heard anything logical that explained
that. It was a piece of PCV pipe, and as they come down there, and if it had any writing on what the outside, this is a time capsule, per se, somebody done this and somebody done this, and I'd like to have this and maybe reopen this date. Surely, if all those evident things was available on that, well, somebody really destroyed personal property, I believe.
They did, but what's odd to me about that whole thing is they said they just refurbished Lady Justice. So if they refurbished her, they didn't destroy her. So how could it have been destroyed? How could it have been lost?
You got to get the time element it was put in and the time element that the Lady Justice come back up. Where was Lady Justice all that time? The time it come down and the time it went up. If somebody reliable can say it was in there when it went back up, it must have been somebody walked up there to climb the ladder. And maybe a drone or something went down there and was maneuverability. We had people that flew drones around her and got it caught and got up there. Maybe, you know, there's numerous things that could have happened to it, but and how important was the things that was in it really, Scott? But,
I don't know. Maybe of no importance, but I think the interesting thing, it leads to a bigger question is, what did they refurbish it or did they get a new one? Because there are some big inconsistencies in the two when you look at pictures of them. But
me living where I am in the county, I made a particular interest in it myself, and I was up there when it went back up, and I said, Ted, this goes back up if something really unfortunate happens, a very serious something happens, and it gets dilapidated or something like that. That's beyond me, but that's going to be up there long before I'm gone, so I can... I was standing right beside it, and when they put it back up there, so I can't tell you when it was down and when it went back up, if it was the same one or not, Scott.
Well, we'll find someday these mysteries will be solved. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, we've come to the end of our rope today, but I appreciate the calls and I appreciate the feedback, and we're going to come back tomorrow morning and do it again. Have some more fun. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.